Okay, good evening, everybody. Welcome back to our Pirkei Avos class learning, Erev Shabbos and Erev Shavuos. We are in the final canton of Sfiras Omer. Before I get to the Shir dedications, with the permission of the sponsors this evening, I think that it is very appropriate to start with a kapitel of Tehillim. I know that the situation in Eretz Yisrael is on the minds of all of us, as we daven for Acheinu B'nei Yisrael. In Eretz Yisrael. So I'm going to start with Kuf Chaf Vav. It's a very appropriate kapitel. You all know it because we recite it on Shabbos and Yom Tov before the Birkas Hamazon. And it describes the end of days when God will return our captivity to Tzion. We will be like dreamers. Our mouths will be filled with laughter and our tongues with song. And the nations of the world won't bring us to the international criminal court, but they will say, wow, God has done such great things. God will do great things with us. We will have true simcha. God should return our captivity like streams in the Negev. He who sows with tears will reap with joy. It's been a very difficult 2 weeks for Kol Yisrael. So let us recite it together. Kof Chaf Vav. Shir Hama'alos B'shuv Adonai Eshiva Tzion Hayinu Kecholmim Az Yimalei Sichok Pinu U'lishoneinu Rina Az Yamu V'Goyim Higdel Adonai La'asos Im Eile Higdel Adonai La'asos Imanu Hayinu Semechim Shuva Adonai Eshivisenu Ka'afikim Banegev Hazorim Bedima Berina Yiktsaru Halo Chiedech Uvacho No se mesha chazara bo yavo virina, no se alumosav. We beseech the Ribbono Shel Olam to watch over our troops and everyone in Eretz Yisrael. There are three sponsors tonight. Mom is a surprise. She reached out to me the old-fashioned way in the real mail. Okay, I say the sponsors in the order that I received the information. First one is Malki Sultan, very relevant and timely, and I thank her for reminding us of this. The Zechanishmas, the Kadoshim from Hungary and Czechoslovakia, who were killed on the first day of Shavuos in Auschwitz. Among them, Malki wrote, my mother's parents, grandmother, sisters, and nieces, Hashem Yunkam Damam. So while we celebrate Tzemach Matan Torasenu, let us not forget that the Hungarian Jews arrived in Auschwitz on the first day of Shavuos, Rachmana Litzlan. We thank Malki very much. Tehei Nishmasam Tzvar B'Tzvar Chaim. Esther Klock. Zech Nishmas, her father, Dov Tzvi Ben Yeshaya Aluzer, Zechuna Levracha, Yurtzai, it was today, to Sivan. He was a Holocaust survivor as well. When the war ended, he was very young and married at the age of 19. This is very interesting. He had six children, and she writes, Esther writes, we were all born in different countries, which is amazing in and of itself. He was the quintessential Baal Amunah. Every Shabbos and Yom Tov, he would say, I have to give thanks to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Look what I am Zocha to. At the end of his life, he suffered a debilitating stroke, yet he never complained or gave up. And the doctor told us, this was a Holocaust survivor, the morning after the stroke, prepare for the worst. He won't make it. I, Esther Klock, said, you do not understand my father. He lived another 7 years. He participated in many family simchas. He saw many doros to whom he was very close. He always said, I have no tainus to the Ribbono Shel Olam. I am a kaba alma yisurim ba'ahava, as long as my children have it good. So may the neshama of Dov Tzvi ben Yeshaya Elazar merit an aliyah neshama and the schus of the Torah that we will share. And finally, I love that it was old-fashioned communication. This came in the mail yesterday. Dear Michal, please accept this donation in order to sponsor Thursday night Pirkei Avos in memory of my mother-in-law, Shirley Siklik, Shaina Bas Avraham, Alaha Hashalom, an early settler of the Far Rockaway community, a founding member of the Young Israel Far Rockaway, and a woman with great devotion to her husband and her children by Fran Siklik and family. So may the neshama of Shaina Bas Avraham merit an aliyah and the schus of the Torah that we will share this evening. I thank all the sponsors very much. I'm actually going to begin right away by screen sharing. So we're going out of order, even though I thought maybe we were going back in order. But since it is Erev Shavuos, I chose a Mishnah from Perek Vav. Perek Vav is the Perek of Pirkei Avos that we read this Shabbos, the final of the Shabbosos between Pesach and Shavuos. And Perek Vav is the theme of Torah. So even before we get to the Perek on the Mishnah that I have, which is on a different screen, could you see my screen? Okay, so the psukim say, and by the way, Varda Birnbaum mentioned my morning shir. I quoted these psukim in this morning shir. They were talking about something totally different. Moshe comes down, vayifin, vayirid Moshe minahar. Moshe turns and he descends from the mountain, ushno leuchos ha'edus biado, and he is holding the tablets of testimony. The luchos are written on both sides, from this side and that side. Vahaluchos ma'aseh elokim him, ma'aseh elokim him. And this is a pasuk that's actually quoted verbatim by the Mishnah we're going to learn tonight. So I'm in Perek Lamed Beis of the book of Shemos, Pasuk Tes Zion. I'm starting here so that when we get to the Mishnah, you understand the context. Moshe's coming down from Har Sinai and he's holding the stone tablets. The stone tablets could be read from that side and that side. And the Pasuk says, V'haluchos ma'aseh Elokim hema. The luchos are the work of God. V'hamichtav michtav Elokim. And the writing is the writing of God. Who? It is Charus al haluchos, engraved on the tablets. This is the Pasuk that Moshe comes down and the luchos are the work of God. And the writing is the writing of God engraved upon the luchos. So charus is not only the root word for engraved, it's also the shorish for freedom. You have to take a reflector. One second, please. Okay. It's getting late and dark. Thank you. So the luchos are the work of God and the writing is the writing of God. Charus al luchos. Charus is not only freedom, but Charus is not only engraved, it's also freedom. So with that, we go to the Mishnah that we will be studying this evening. Could you see that I switched the screen to Pirkei Avos? So here we are in Mishnah Avos, Perek Vav, Mishnah Beis. Okay, I'm going to use Art School. I marked it off here, Rabbi Lau and Pirkei Avos. I just want to make sure I translate it correctly, even though, of course, I went through it. It's a lengthy Mishnah, much lengthier than the one we spent a few weeks studying. Okay, Amar Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi. This is the same Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi who met Melech HaMashiach in the marketplace. Rabbi Lau writes that it's the same Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi who met Melech HaMashiach in the marketplace. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi said to Melech HaMashiach, when are you coming? So Melech HaMashiach said, Hayom. So Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi said, Hayom? So Melech HaMashiach said, Hayom im bekolo tishmu. He met Elio Anavi and he said, when are you coming to lead us and to, you know, announce the Mashiach is here? And he said, Hayom im bekolo tishmu. I'm coming today if you listen to the voice of God. Rav Salvecha commenting on that Mishnah says, we know the Geula depends on us. So this is Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. I'm a Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Bechol yom v'yom, each and every day, baskol yotzeis mehar choreif, a baskol, a heavenly voice, emanates from the mountain of choreif. Choreif is another name for Har Sinai. In fact, in Sefer Shemos, since it's open, I could just show you, when Moshe Rabbeinu was leading his flocks in the desert, look at Perek Gimel Pasuk Aleph, I switched quickly back to Sefer Shemos, and Moshe was a shepherd for the flocks of Yisro, his father-in-law, the priest of Midian, and he led the flocks after the desert, vayavo el Har Elokim Choreva. The first time we actually meet Har Sinai is Moshe's personal revelation between him and the Ribbono Shel Olam in the Sinai, but it's not called Har Sinai yet. It's called Choreva. So Ches Reish Beis is another name for Har Sinai. So going back to the Mishnah here, Bechol Yom V'Yom Baskol Yotzeis Mehar Choreiv. Each and every day, a heavenly voice emanates from the mountain of Choreiv, which is Har Sinai. Umachrezes Ve'omeres, and it proclaims and says, Oy lahem lebrios. Oh, I didn't mean to do that. Oy lahem lebrios. Woe unto the creatures, me obona shel Torah. Woe to the people for the disgrace of Torah. Shakal misha eino osek b'Torah. Anyone who is not involved in Torah, nikra nazuf, is called a nazuf. What is a nazuf? Stay tuned. Like the pasuk says in Mishlei, nezem zahav ba'af chazir. It is like a golden ring in the nose of a pig. A golden ring in the snout of a pig. Isha yafa visaras ta'am. A beautiful woman lacking in sense. So anyone who is not involved in a life of Torah is called a nazuf. And what is this compared to? A beautiful golden ring. But instead of putting it on a beautiful woman, you put it on the snout of a pig. So someone who lives a life without Torah might seem on the outside there's a facade of gold, a facade of beauty. But really, they're living the life of a nose ring on a pig. Isha yafa visaras ta'am. Like a beautiful woman who lacks sense. That's what it is to live a life of Torah. Externally, it might seem like there's great beauty here, but it is really a life void of all beauty. So Yisrael Meir Lau points out very interesting as commentary to Pirkei Avos, Nazuf is an acronym. Nun is from Nezem, Zayin is from Zahav, and the final Pesophis is from the Af, the Pesophis of the Af. I thought that was very interesting. So it's one who is not Osek in Torah is called a Nazuf. What is a Nazuf? Nezem Zahav Ba'af Chazir. Someone who is not involved in the life of Torah lives in this world like a golden ring in the nose of a pig. A golden ring might be beautiful. Life has potential for beauty, but if you put the golden ring, if you live in the lens of Torah, but if you put the golden ring in a pig, it's not going to be beautiful at all. Va'omer. And the Pasuk says, and this is where we began Shir tonight, V'haluchos ma'ase Elokim hima, V'hamichtav michtav Elokim hu charus alaluchos. That's where we began in Shemos, Paraklamed Beis. The luchos were the work of God, and the writing is the writing of God, and it was engraved upon the luchos. Al tikra, that's the Pasuk. And now the Mishnah, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi says, Al tikra charus, and this is a very famous Mishnah, do not read it engraved, ala cherus, read it freedom. She'en lecha ben chorin ala mi she'osek b'talmud Torah. Because you don't have a person, there's no such thing as freedom. Only someone who is involved in a life of Torah. Just like it might look very beautiful and exciting from the outside, but it is totally empty and lacking on the inside without Torah, that is what freedom is. Freedom is only one who is involved in a life of Torah. It doesn't matter how free you look. You could run in the streets. You could drive on Shabbos. You could eat pig, no pun intended, with the Mishnah. You could work on Yom Kippur. You could do it. It looks like you're free, but really that's not freedom. And I think it's very apparent. You could see why I chose this Mishnah. Given that this is my actual final shir before Zman Matan Torah Seinu, Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi is teaching us about the importance of a Torah life. First of all, the Mishnah says, a bas kol comes out every day from Har Chorev. Chorev is another name for Har Sinai, and it announces and says, woe unto those creatures for the disgrace of Torah. For anyone who is not involved in the life of Torah is Nazuf. What is Nazuf? An acronym for Nezem Zahav Ba'af Chazir. Nazuf, Nun Nezem, Zayin Zahav. Final pay, ba'af, final pay, chazir. It's like putting a golden earring into the nose of a pig. It's like a beautiful woman who is lacking in common sense. And the Pasuk says, like we quoted from Shemos, the writing is the writing of God, the tablets are the tablet of God, engraved upon the luchos. Says Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, don't read it engraved, read it freedom. Because freedom is only one who is involved in a life of Torah. V'chom misha osek b'talmud Torah, hareza mis'ala. And anyone who engages in Torah is elevated, like aliyah. You talk about someone who's growing as being a ben or a bas aliyah, mit'ala. You should have an aliyah, not only an aliyah to get to Eretz Yisrael. You should have an aliyah on Ruchnius. You should always be striving to go. We're coming up to Zman Matan Torah Seinu. We have to focus on something besides for the menus. And yes, everyone loves this Yom Tov. And it's 2 days. And it's not Pesach, that's for sure. And it's not Sukkot. I don't have to worry about the rain, and when should I make Kiddush, and it's the first night, and it's raining, I'm building the sukkah, and decorating the sukkah. No, it's just 2 days, and everyone loves the melechek, and it's very nice and enjoyable. But don't be so involved with the details that you forget the main message. And the main message is that it's a time of Torah, and if you want freedom, and that's why Matan Torah is in the book of Shemos. Sefer Shemos is known as Sefer HaGeulah. This Mishnah is based on the Pasuk from Shemos, Paraglama Beis, describing Moshe descending with the Luchos. And the Mishnah says that you want to know what Cherus is. Cherus is a life of Torah. Sefer Shemos is known as Sefer HaGeulah, the book of redemption. So I might think it's only talking about the Exodus from Egypt. That's only Shemos v'Eir Bo and B'Shal. But Sefer Shemos does not end, aka Sefer HaGeulah, each of the 5 books of Torah of a different appellation. Sefer Shemos does not end after Bishalach. Why not? We crossed the sea and everybody drowned and that's it. Finished. Thank you very much. Man came down from Shemaim, water from Iraq. Everything's great. No. That's only half the path. That's only physical freedom. Shemos v'Eir Bol Bishalach are physical freedom, but you're still not free. You must have Yisrael Mishpatim. That is an integral part of Geula. Those together make up the spiritual freedom. And it's not till Mishpatim 24/7 that we said, Kol Shor Dibar Hashem Nasa V'Nishma. You want to know what real freedom means? It doesn't just mean marching out of Egypt. That's Pesach. That's why Shavuos is tied to Pesach. Shavuos in the Torah does not have a date. It's very, very interesting. It's the only Yom Tov that's not given a date. You're told, count from Pesach, when you finish the 49 days, then you have Chag HaShavuos, because it's an integral component of freedom. Freedom did not end by Zman Chiruseinu of Yetzias Mitzrayim. We weren't free yet, even though the shackles were removed, and even though we were physically unbound, without the Chorin of Torah, there is no freedom. And in our world, which is so upside down. Psachim 58, Nun Amar Aleph, Olam Hafuch Ra'isi. We're living in an upside down world. It's completely upside down. There's only one way to achieve freedom here, and that's Torah. V'chol mi she'osek b'talmud Torah, hareza mis'aleh, will give you an aliyah. She'nemar, like the pasuk says in Sefer Bamidbar, umi matana nachliyal, umi nachliyal bama. So this is part of the shira that the Bnei Yisrael is saying for the well. The well of Miriam, but the Mishnah expands upon this homiletically. Umi matana, from receiving the matana of Torah, matan Torah. Matan Torah and Kabbalah Sotah are not the same thing. Matan Torah is Hashem wants to give us a present. Remember the old song, Hashem gave us a present, do you know what it was? He gave us the Torah, we must keep its laws. He asked some other nations, you know what they replied? Hashem gave us a present. That's matana, that's matan Torah. Someone could give you a present and you could reject it. You could say, I don't want your present. I don't know if that's such nice midos, but you could technically say, I don't want a present. So that's Kabbalah Satorah. You have to be able to receive what the Ribbono Shel Olam gives you. Sometimes those terms are used interchangeably. They're actually not the same thing. Hashem comes and he says, do you want my present? Sometimes we say yes, and sometimes we say no. And the only way I find enlightenment in life is through Torah. So, umi matana, from the matana of Torah, nachaliel, we come to the heritage of God, like nachala. Umi nachaliel, from the heritage of God, bamos, we come to the high places. So here, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi expands upon this pasuk, which is really shira for the be'er, praise for the well, and he takes this pasuk and he shows you the progression. Umi matana, from matan Torah, nachaliel, you come to the heritage of God by accepting the Torah that Hashem gives you. Umi nachaliel, from the heritage of God, bamos, you come to an elevated high place. So now I will, now that we saw the psukim and we saw the Mishnah with some commentary, okay, I will now go to some commentary from Rabbi Yisrael Meir Lau Shlita in his commentary to Pirkei Avos, Yachal Yisrael. Okay, the Mishnah teaches us, says Rabbi Yisrael Meir Lau, that every day a heavenly voice emanates from Har Choriv. Every day the bas kol comes out, and it comes forth to urge people to learn Torah. And it expresses disapproval for those people who do not engage in a life of Torah. A voice from heaven, a bas kol. What's a bas kol, says Rabbi Lau? It's an echo. The daily proclamation is the echo of the giving of the Torah. Every day you should see it like it's new. Asher nechi mitzavcha hayom. Every day we should see the Torah that Hashem gave us. It's not only on Vav Sivan that you got Torah, and then you have an anniversary once a year. Every single day, Asher nechi mitzavcha hayom, alav avecha. You got it today, right now. Tavshin pei aleph. Or, I don't know, is it Beis halachically or Gimel? Or Gimel Sivan. You got it today. It's brand new. It is an echo of the giving of the Torah. And at Choriv, the Jews said, we will do and we will hear. And that echo continues throughout the generations. Where is the echo of God's voice heard and who hears it? It resounds in the mind of every Jew who recalls the giving of the Torah. And it resounds with the voice of the Jews who declared their acceptance of Torah. However, it's only for those Jews who want to hear it. God's voice can be echoing through the world, but you have to want to hear the bas kol. I have a book, Great Jewish Expressions by Different Rabbanim, Gedolim, by Rabbi Moshe Bamberger, and one of the great Jewish expressions is, God resides wherever you let him in. So the bas kol is emanating every day from Har Choriv, but the question is, do you want to hear the bas kol? And when we look around at the world today, Hashem is giving us a lot of messages. Everything that happens in the world is a message for Knesset Yisrael. It's been a very hard few weeks, and we have to ask ourselves, what's the message, and am I hearing the bas kol? And if we don't hear the bas kol that emanates from Har Choriv every day, well, maybe Hashem says, I need to scream a little louder. And if we don't hear the bas kol, Hashem says, wait, I need to scream a little louder. They still don't hear me, and they need to scream a little louder. We should hear when it's not so loud. We should attune our ear to hear the bas kol of the Ribbono Shel Olam calling us from Har Choriv every day, saying, do you want my Torah? I have a matana. We have to be mekabel that matana. Why is it called Choriv? So I showed it to you in Perek Gimel of Sefer Shemos as well. And here that's the term that Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi uses. So you know from learning with me, it's something I talk about all the time. That is the Shoresh of words in Lashon HaKodesh. So Choriv, of course, is not only the root word of Har Sinai, another name, Churban. destruction is the other word that comes from this word chorev. Maharal adds that for this reason, Har Sinai is called Har Chorev. Our sages state the refusal to accept the Torah that was given at Har Sinai descended to the nation. So the end of the song is, you ask the other nations, do you want this gift of mine? And they said, no, thank you, for Torah, there's no time. How much more so must the Jews fear destruction if they fail to keep their commitment to Torah? We promised at Choriv to keep the Torah, but Hashem says you should know the consequences of not keeping Torah. The consequences of not teaching keeping Torah, and I guess teaching Torah, and living Torah are Cherev v'Avdan, because no word in Torah is superfluous, no Shorish, I stress this all the time, is an accident. So Har Sinai, on the one hand, is Hashem is my banner, Hashem Nisi, Hashem is my banner. However, it's also called Har Choriv, because one who does not engage in a life of Torah automatically brings destruction to this world. It's possible, says Rav Lau, to hear the voice, but one must first want to hear the voice. And we have to ask ourselves, what is the focus of our lives? What is the voice calling to us that we hear? Is it the voice of society at large, which is so demented sometimes you can't even imagine how it came to this point? Is it the voice of Torah that calls to us? Is it the voice of shtusim and technology that calls to us if it's not used for a positive thing? Is it the voice of mitzvos and chasadim that calls to us? What voice do you hear every day? A person who wishes to hear can hear the heavenly echo. At times, it is an echo in a person's soul. And at other times, God creates an incident that leaves a powerful impression. And a person should see that heaven is signaling him to wake up. Sometimes the echo is internal. That basco, you feel it's inside. Your heart arouses you somehow. That's Hashem calling to you. And sometimes it is external. Look at the world today. Is Hashem not calling to us? I don't know exactly what he's saying. But certainly, more Torah, more mitzvot, more tefillah, more chesed is only a good thing. And what does the Baskol complain of? What does the Baskol proclaim? Woe to the people for the disgrace of Torah. Umachzera umachrezas v'omeres oy lahem lebrios me'albona shel Torah. Woe to the people for the disgrace of Torah. It doesn't say woe to the Torah, says Rabbi Lal, but woe to the people for the disgrace of Torah. The Torah is not diminished if people don't learn it. The Torah does not lose any kedusha, any sanctity, any of its haligonness. Is that a word? If we don't learn it, but woe to the people who ignore Torah. For when they insult it, they disgrace themselves. I think COVID taught us a lot of things. It's hard for me to say this. But sometimes you would go to simcha. We should always be busy with simchas. Whether it was the decor or the theme or the Navo B'Shus HaTorah, excuse me. You enter the Ribbono Shel Olam at the simcha? What exactly are we celebrating here? I don't know. Yarmulkes with sports teams on them. Maybe some people won't like that I'm saying this. Maybe it's not politically correct. Is that Torah? Is that the echo of the voice of the Ribbono Shel Olam? I'm not saying whether you should or shouldn't go to sports games. People in my family do attend. And the summer camps, the from summer camps, take the kids. I'm just saying when it's, what's bar mitzvah? A bar is ben in Aramaic. A boy becomes the age of mitzvos. We just have to hear the voice of God calling to us. What voice do we hear in our lives? We are in galus. But the echo of the Ribbono Shel Olam reaches across the world. That bas kol is available to anyone who wants to hear it. But the galus is so thick that sometimes we hear other voices resonating, and it's so hard to hear Hashem. We need to wake ourselves up. And if we don't, says Rabbi Lau, God creates an incident that leaves a powerful impression. So a person can see that heaven is signaling to him to awaken from his stupor. Wake up. The Pasuk says in Shir HaShirim 5:2, Parakeh, Pasuk Beis, Ani Yeshena, Nebuch, I fell asleep here on Galus. Vili be air, but your heart is always awake. Your heart's always able to hear the Ribbono Shel Olam. Kol do dido fake. Hashem's knocking at your door every day. Asher anochi mitzavcha hayom alavavecha. Today I'm knocking on your door. Today I'm at your heart. My heart's always awake, even when I'm sleeping. Hearken, the voice of my beloved knocketh. Pischili, and Hashem says, open the door. Achosi, my sister. Ra'ayasi, my friend. Yonasi, Tomasi, my dove, my pure one. We have to ask, what are we opening the door for? It's Ma Maton Torosenu. I think COVID taught us a lot of things about simchas, the degree to which people need to go when making a simcha, what's really important at the simcha. Now, I've heard Rabbi Shai Shechter say about weddings, imagine if a chassan and kala getting married, and you ask a chassan why he's so excited. He says, oh, you know, I'm wearing a new tuxedo. I never wore such a fancy suit in my entire life. And I have a famous singer. And look at these beautiful flowers. I don't know if the guy cares about flowers. And look at the carving station. And look at the sushi. What do you mean, why I'm excited? And you say, you know, is there any other reason that you're excited? He says, no, I have new shoes. I have a great band. There's fabulous lighting. What about the woman? And he forgets to mention the woman. Matan Torah was a chasen and kala. Coming together. So when you're at the party, says Rabbi Shechter, don't forget who the real focus is. And it's hard because we are confused in this world. And every day the bas kol comes out from Har Choriv, because if we don't have a life of Torah, there's Chorban. And it announces and it says, Oy lahem labrios, me'al bono shel Torah, woe to those, to the people, for the disgrace of Torah. It does not say woe to the disgrace of Torah. There is no disgrace of Torah. The Torah doesn't need me, I need Torah. Think about that statement. And it's something that I think about as a person who, Baruch Hashem, is unworthy, but that's the reality of my life. I literally spent my whole week teaching. Someone said something very cute to me recently, someone who I just met recently. She said to me, do you ever take a vacation like a shearcation? So I said, not really. And so for someone who spends Mamish, Baruch Hashem, the whole week teaching, I think to myself, oh, is Micha, the Torah doesn't need you. You need the Torah. It doesn't say, woe to the Torah for the people who ignore it, says Rabbi Lau. It says, woe to the people for the disgrace of Torah. Woe to you if you don't choose to hear the echo of God. Woe to the people, in the words of Rabbi Lau, who ignore the Torah, for when they insult it, they disgrace themselves. Chassid Yavitz compares this to the case of a king who gave his friend 2 hours in which to enter the royal treasury and take as much gold as he liked. But the man sat down to eat and drink, and he fell asleep. Can anyone say that the gold the man cast aside was less valuable? Did it grow less precious because you ate too much and you became drunk and you went to sleep? All that happened is you showed yourself to be a fool who did not appreciate the value of Torah. You don't know what it could bring to your life. So you chose not to go to the royal treasury. You had 2 hours to carry out as much gold as you can. And instead you had a cup of wine and a steak and you went to sleep. So who's missing out? The gold or you? Ani yishen of a libi air. And even if sometimes we feel we're in a stupor, because yes, the goddess is hard. And yes, we're distracted. And yes, there's so much schmutz pulling us in this society. Your heart's always awake. And Hashem is knocking on your door. And he says, open up, I'm here. The heavenly voice that echoes from Mount Sinai proclaims, woe to the people. Listen carefully. Woe to the people that they will have woe. Okay? Oy lahem labrios can be translated as, oy lahem labrios, the people will have woe. The groan of woe, like oy vey, that's what we would say today, vai, oy vey, will burst forth from their lips at the calamity that befalls them because they were disgraced by the Torah. So I must tell you, I just finished, some of you were in that series, so I'm going to repeat something that I told over Tuesday night, but maybe some of you thought of this also. He who ignores the Torah will say woe, oy vey, for the disgrace that will befall him. Oy lahem labrios, the woe will come to them. They will have woe. The groan of woe will burst forth from their lips. So I just finished teaching a five-part series on Megillas Rus in depth. And I'm going to tell you something really interesting about Megillas Rus. And I went through it and you could look it up. It's only 4 prakim long. Every single pasuk begins with the letter Vav, except for 8 psukim. Go look it up. I did. It's cool. Every pasuk in Megillas Rus begins with a vav, except for eight psukim. There are a number of reasons given. I'm only going to quote one from the Yalkut Shimoni. Amar Rabbi, because it relates to our shiur tonight. Amar Rabbi Chia, kol rashi psukim shel Rus vavin. Rabbi Chia says all the first letters of the psukim Megillas Rus are with a vav, bar mi shmona psukim, except for eight psukim. Why? Because Rus clung to the covenant of Avraham Avinu, which is represented by this Bris Mila, which is on 8 days. So the eight psukim that are Yotze Min HaKlau represent the Bris Social Avraham Avinu, and she clung to the Bris of Avraham Avinu. Why does everything start with a Vav? Lefichach Vavin. Why Vavin? Vay Lador Sheshaftu Eshoftehen. Woe to the generation where the people judge their judges. Vayhi Bimei Shvod Hashoftim is the beginning of the story. The day, so Chazal interpreted on a homiletic level, woe to the people who judge their judges. Shvod Hashoftim, the people judge their judges. People just did what they wanted. It was a time of Avodah Zarah. It was a time of not listening to the leadership. It was a time of lack of leadership. So the first thing that the Yalkut Shimoni says is, Vay Lador Sheshaftu Eshoftehen. Woe to the generation that judged their judges. Woe to the generation that their mighty ones fell. But you could say something else based on this. And Rav Lau says, Vai, the people who discard the Torah, the people who don't hear the echo of Torah, the people who don't involve themselves in the life of Torah, will ultimately say, woe about themselves. Vai, woe unto me that I disgrace the Torah. Woe unto me that I not bring Torah into my life. So perhaps you could say that Megillas Rus teaches us the importance of cleaving to Torah like Rus did, like Naomi did, like Boaz did. And if someone does not heed that call, every pasuk starts with a vav, they will be forced to say, Vai, woe unto me, me'o bonus o Torah. Woe unto me who does not hear the heavenly voice. The outcry going back to Rabbi Lau will break out from the depths of his soul and rise to the heavens. Shame will envelop that person. Sorrow will fill their being when they see the damage and loss that they call caused themselves. It's not that the Torah needs me. Think about this statement. It's that I need the Torah. The Torah would be just fine without me. The Torah is not disgraced. The Torah can be disgraced, just like gold doesn't go down in value because that fool is sleeping instead of collecting the gold. I lose out. Woe for that shame. Woe for that embarrassment. The commentators point out the numerical value of the word oi, aleph, vav, yud. Woe. This is so interesting. The commentators point out the numeric value of vai, oi, aleph, vav, yud. Okay, aleph is 1, vav is 6, yud is 10. 17, is 17 equal to the value of tov, good. And good is a reference to Torah. Ki lakach tov nasati lechem torasi al ta'azvu. So oi is 17, tov is 17, tov equals Torah. So therefore, if people do not appreciate the good, the 17, they will be forced to endure the oi. Or you could say, the tov of Torah will cancel out the oi. If you tap into the koch of the 17 tov, lakach tov nasati lechem torasi al ta'azvu, then it will cancel out the groaning and the sighing and the woe on the albona shel Torah. Says Rabbi Lau, Cheirus, al tikri chorus al cheirus, she'en ben chorin al misha osik v'talmud Torah. It brings you true freedom. What does Torah do for us? Listen carefully. Says Rav Lau, when a person learns Torah, he emancipates himself from the vanities of this world, and he ceases to be a slave to its vanities. He says it a little more poetically than I've been saying it. When a person learns Torah, he emancipates himself from the vanities of this world, and he ceases to be a slave to its vanities. He is the true warrior. He is the man of genuine wealth. He is truly joyful in his portion. His only aspiration is to sit in the house of God. Acha sha'alti me'es Hashem osa avakish. Shifti beveis Hashem kol yemei chayei lachazos b'noam Hashem b'levakar b'heichalo. Says Rav Aaron Lichtenstein Zatzal. Acha sha'alti me'es Hashem. Shifti beveis Hashem. He said, who said these words? David HaMelech. Did he only do one thing? Did he sit in the yeshiva all the days of his life? He built a city. He fought wars. He established a state. Acha sha'alti me'es Hashem osa avakish. You weren't only sitting in the yeshiva. You did so many things. When a person does those so many things through the lens of Torah, you're really only doing one thing, and everything is within the framework of Shifti Bevesa Shem Kol Yemei Chayai. Some explain, woe to the people for the disgrace of Torah means every woe that a person suffers results from the fact that he is not engaged in learning Torah. Torah will illuminate his path as he walks in darkness, as he stumbles over obstacles, as he falls into pitfalls. If he would be engaged in Torah study, he would distinguish between truth and falsehood. If he is engaged in Torah study, he's able to distinguish between essential and inconsequential. I think more and more we're all learning together what is really essential in life and what is really non-essential and inconsequential. If we hear the voice of God these past few weeks, if we didn't hear it before, this whole COVID year, he's really screaming out to us, what is essential in our lives? What is the focus of our lives? If a person is engaged in Torah, says Rav Lau, he would be able to shed the burden of this vain world. He would be able to rise above insignificant concerns. The Torah frees a person from confusion and doubt. I don't need to comment more. The Torah frees a person from confusion and doubt. A person who attempts to forge his own path without divine guidance is consumed by feelings of guilt and lives in constant uncertainty. He is searching for meaning, but the meaning is right there. The voice is calling every day. In your heart it's calling. In the world it's calling. And it will illuminate your path. It will remove confusion and doubt. That's true freedom. The Exodus wasn't enough. Yisra and Mishpatim are part of Sefer HaGe'ulah. You must have spiritual freedom. Al Tikri Charis Alecherus. When a person learns Torah, his eyes are opened. He attains the truth. He finds the resolution to his doubts. He finds the answers to his questions. The secrets of Torah, the mysteries of creation are revealed to him. He understands the purpose of all things. He attains true freedom of the soul. And there is no greater happiness than that. Amar Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi. Each and every day, the voice of God calls out to us, whether from your own heart or from the world stage. And he calls not from Har Sinai, but Har Choreif. He says, accept my Torah, you're living a life of Churban. Woe, vai. Every pasuk of Rus except for 8 begins with a Vav. Because, says the Medrash Tanchuma, vai lahem, woe unto them. And we said, woe unto them who does not follow the path of Ruth. Woe unto you who does not embrace Torah. Me obono shel Torah. Woe to you, not woe to Torah. Woe to you for the disgrace of Torah. The Torah doesn't need you. You need Torah. Shekol mi she'eino osek b'Torah nikra zahuf, nazuf. If you don't learn Torah, you're a nazuf. What is a nazuf? Nezem zahav ba'af chazir. It's like putting a golden ring in the nose of a pig. It's like a beautiful woman with no sense. Externally, she might be beautiful, but if she's lacking in sense, she's lacking in Torah wisdom, she has nothing. Furthermore, the Pasuk says, and the Luchos are the work of God, and the writing is the writing of God. Don't read it engraved, read it freedom. Because the Torah will illuminate your path, remove your doubt, take your eyes away from falsehood, grant you clarity and truth, happiness and contentment, as it enlightens your path in this world. For there is no such thing as freedom, only he who is involved in Torah. And everyone who is involved in Torah, it says, it is a misaleh. You will have a true aliyah. Even in chutzarts, you could have an aliyah through Torah. Like the pasuk says, umi matana nachaliyal. If you take the matana that God so badly wants to give you, nachaliyal, you will have a portion in the heritage of God. Umi nachaliyal, from that heritage of God, bamos, the Torah will raise you to the highest heights. Wish everybody an uplifting, meaningful, focused, purposeful Yom Tov. And not only should we hear the voice of God on Vav Sivan, we should hear the voice of God every single day of our lives. May the Heilige Jews who were murdered in Auschwitz, Hashem Yinkom Damam, on the first day of Shavuos, have a Zechira Latova. May the neshama of Dov Tzvi ben Yeshaya Elozer, Zichrona Levracha, merit an aliyah. as well as the neshama of Shane Abbas Avram, Allah HaShalom, and the Schus of the Torah. I thank you all for joining us. I thank our sponsors, and Be'ezrat Hashem, our shir will continue next week. Thank you so much, everybody. Kol Tov. Thank you.